Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to lead a happy, healthy life. As such, I've set the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect their emotions with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and callers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lights online. Listen to your favorite teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. Join show host, healer, and founder of Inner Healers in Peru, Susana Stiglich, while she unravels each topic hand in hand with her wise guests. Many people around the world have improved their lives thanks to their sharing through the Inner Healers community. Join us for a joyful experience. Shows are recorded, so you can download each as a podcast to listen on your way to work or whenever needed.
Everybody, how are you all feeling today? Welcome to your Inner Healers Radio. Our topic for this month is spirituality, and today we have a very special guest who will be talking to us about what spirituality is, what does spirituality empowerment means, what are sacred contracts. According to our guest, Clara McComber, spiritual empowerment has to do with the way in which we fulfill our sacred contracts, our mission for this lifetime. Clara is a musician, colon therapist, and the founder of Power of Radiance Center for Spiritual, Emotional, and Physical Healing in Flagstaff, Arizona. Help me welcome Clara. Hello, dear.
Hello, Luciana. Hello, everyone. It is a pleasure and an honor and joy to be here today. What a wonderful time this is to share together and be together. And how are you today, Luciana?
I'm feeling so grateful for being able to have you here and for being able to share both our lives through our Inner Healers Radio with all our listeners. So what is spirituality for you?
To me, my understanding and my experience of spirituality is that we're all spiritual beings in a human experience on this planet. That means to me that I am a soul, a spirit. You know, people use different choices of words. That I am part of God, and there is a divine plan here, especially during this very powerful time. We just had the amazing day of 11-11-11, a wonderful day of opening and raising of our frequency along with blessed planet Earth, Gaia. But this is an amazing time of transformation that many spiritual masters have spoken of. And this is a time that I believe we chose to be here, to be with this part of amazing human evolution and evolution of all beings in this existence here. And so to me, being spiritual is really knowing and remembering perhaps who I am, because we come in with forgetfulness of who we really are. And as we come back together into unity and healing the illusion of separation, we truly remember we are one, therefore come from a different place, knowing more of our purpose, getting clarity what we are here for, understanding that we are truly part of one another, and truly we are one not only in energy but spirit and all part of God. So that is my understanding and experience of it. And what is yours, Luciana?
Well, spirituality for me has to do with connecting with our soul, or that is which we that which has to do with everything around us, you know. For me, spirituality also has to do with God, with our connection to God, or to whatever we believe is higher than us, is bigger than us, is usually caring for us, is helping us. And it also has to do with connecting with the mainstream of it all, which is love, you know. For me, everything that has been created, like plants and animals and ourselves, everything is alive because it has a common mainstream, which is love. So for me, spirituality has to do with connecting with that. It's like an immense sense of love. It has to do with not only a universal love, but something that has no limits and that is so intense that we need to polarize, you know, it, in good and evil, in what's good for us and not good for us, so that we can understand in a mental form, because its vibration is so intense, it's so impressive for our bodies that we cannot experience it all at the same time. That's why for me, for example, it's so important to meditate, to connect with our own spirituality, because in that way we can leave our minds behind and we can sense through our bodies what it is about. You know, for me it's not something that you can understand in a mental level. For me it's something you experience. Spirituality for me is something that you experience, you can experience in your daily life, and it has to do with connecting with this enormous love that we have all around, which actually for me is life, you know. For me, the reason why things are alive is because their bloodstream, for saying it in simple words, is love, and love is flowing all around. So the more we connect with our purpose, our meaning in this life, the more we connect with love and the more we connect to our own intention for being alive, for being a beacon of love.
Well, that is just beautiful, and that is what I also feel about that, because love is really all there is, and that's the truth of it. Just, you know, in this illusion sometimes we go into fear experiences, but that's also part of an opportunity to evolve, because everything is love. And it's just such a beautiful thing as we come into this time. I believe right now this is embracing our totality. And because we are of God, divine, and God is also of light and dark, that we can heal our shadows also, that we talked about in our last program about, you know, allowing change from the inside out and understanding and really getting clarity about those parts of us that can unconsciously not want to be with love. And sometimes we come in with those patterns that we're not too fully open, and we have our guards up still. So this is an amazing time to look at that totality with love, kindness, and compassion, so that we can really embrace not only ourselves, but truly embrace others, to have that deep intimacy with ourselves and God. And being part of that deep love that is, as you said, an experience without words. Words sometimes are so limited in expressing, you know, all that is involved. And to really be love and come from a place of love and choosing from love, moment and moment from an empowered place, to me that also means that remembering that who we really are, part of God, and also part of everyone else, and that we truly cared for. And there is a divine plan here. And as we work with unity, with our soul and God, I really believe more and more miracles and things fall into place. I remember a friend of mine also, you know, also talks about it, is that this is the time to be stand up and be counted and really come from a clarity place to choose love and our soul path, and be fully committed to that. So in other words, also, like, however you want to put it, listen to our higher power of voice. And then
aligning. Both of us are talking about, I'm sorry, both of us are talking about God. Do you think that religion has something to do with spirituality?
I believe that all paths lead to one. My own experience and belief is there is a supreme being, God, and I believe that absolutely, however you choose to see God and the Lord, it's part of your path to go through that. You know, religion, I believe, in my understanding, it's a little different from spirituality. And then whatever one chooses, as I said, that is a part of the opening. And I believe if we come from our hearts and sincerity, even though we make these different choices to go through different paths, we can access spirituality. For me right now, you know, I really don't work with religion, quote-unquote, but I do work with direct connection with God, the divine, the universe. And spirituality, that in the scope that I work with, it's accepting and being open and to being teachable by all things and all experiences. So God, to everybody, can be their own understanding and their own experience of it in the moment. And I know I'm still a work in progress and constantly evolving. And even in this moment, I may have an understanding of what the truth is. I may have a broader perspective even as I, you know, grow and evolve and learn more, that I would have a better understanding and knowingness of what God is to me, that, you know, specific to my own path. And again, I believe also that our minds right now, with this current consciousness, it's difficult for the mind to grasp the whole concept of what God is. And that's my thoughts about that.
Mm-hmm. So you just mentioned the 11-11-11, and can you tell us a little bit about what this means to you, and why is it that people are talking about specific days like 11-11-11 or 12-12-2012? What is it in these dates that has to do with our spirituality?
My understanding of 11-11-11, and, you know, numbers have significance. The universe is also mathematical. So 11 is what we call a master number, you know, the master path. And the energy of 11-11 is like this big doorway. You can even call it a portal if you want, of, you know, going into a higher frequency, including the planet. That this is an opening for us. And we all evolving, and all our paths, even though they're different, and souls have different ages, so to speak. And we all go from kindergarten, you know, to higher grades and into college, so to speak, on this planet Earth school, where we're given the opportunity to learn, grow, and evolve, and also to love and serve. So those are the central things I believe are important. So such a day as 11-11-11, I myself and many of us have felt the energetic shift. And this is the time for great spiritual transformation on this planet. And as we head into 2012, and time is an illusion, even though we have this understanding and all the different stories that are written about 2012, I believe we are already in process of it. And this is a great time that we come back together again in remembering who we are and really being on purpose in our divine path, and then coming back into more and more clarity and unity as we come into much more balance and wholeness at the entire planet, all beings, animals, and people and plants, because it's, in the end, it is all love and energy and God and vibration that we come back together. So we really have, again, another phase of peace and coming from love on this planet. That is my own feeling of it. And through that day, 11-11, many of us gathered together and meditated together and did ceremonies together. And it's a joyful occasion, even though there are many things still are, let's say, in crisis, and there are many challenges in different ways. However, I feel, even on my own personal journey, these challenges and crises push us to change. And the Chinese character of crisis, it's like a pictogram, and within it is a pictogram that's actually about opportunity. So we at this point in human consciousness, we're given these opportunities to open, to be cracked open, to transform that in more light again. So again, going back to this time, this is a great time to be here, despite all the really difficult things. And that's where I believe looking at spiritual empowerment now is really important. And to me, that means right now really getting intimate with ourselves, our souls, who we really are, but yet also not rejecting our minds at the same time, for the heart and the mind to come into much more unison and alignment together. Again, coming into balance and wholeness, know thyself. That means knowing our shadow sides and unconscious, so that we can lovingly, compassionately see what the message is about that come from fear and that are ego-based, so that we can come into more clarity. Again, I'm using that word a lot because that keeps coming up, to a place of really using the tools. For example, even praying and asking for guidance and help right now. However, also following the guidance, listening, hearing, and taking the steps that we need to, knowing that we are not our bodies, that we are so much more, that we have all the love and help and support that we need, and that we are not alone, because in this human experiences, we did separate in a way and come in forgetfulness. To know and experience, we are really, moment by moment, being divinely guided always. And at times, myself have also forgotten, but in the forgetfulness also come with the gifts and the learning. So, and again, looking at the word clarity, I also have been thinking about and contemplating, and all these thoughts were given to me today about the opportunity of crisis. Through the challenges, we're given the opportunity to change, to choose, to have more clarity, and to cooperate with others who are really ourselves, to co-create as we let go of more and more of what no longer serves us, to stretch to the point that we come to the place of reaching our highest divine potential as a spirit, a soul, being here in a human experience. And being in a human experience here also means working with our emotional body, and we cannot reject that also, because that is part of us. And looking at also what our emotional body and our intuition, which we can access as we get clearer and clearer in our bodies, which means also cleansing our bodies so that becomes a much clearer divine vessel of light. And therefore, we will also have more spiritual clarity and more connection and consciousness. So again, looking at this, living on purpose is part of spiritual empowerment. Embracing all aspects of self coming from a unity place. And going into what I call loving self-inquiry and seeing what our old beliefs are that may be hidden from us. Because what is hidden from us controls us and runs our lives without knowing it. Going back to the last program, we talked about how to access and looking at that shadow side and see what the messages are. So now this is an opportunity to heal the illusion of separation and focus on unity. And to me right now, again, my own personal focus is, again, every day I pray and ask, you know, give me clarity. Thank you for the clarity and the love. So to guide me how I can be of more service.
So would you say that spiritual empowerment has to do with looking at what's happening around us as an opportunity to clear our shadows and to be a part of something greater than what we have been expected for ourselves these days?
Absolutely. That's a beautiful way of putting it. Everything outside of us is a mirror and reflection, and looking at what really pushes our buttons. You know, that's a hot charge to it. And let's say if I see somebody really very controlling right now, and I see various instances, and a gentle way of saying to myself is, all right, I'm seeing this now. is there a part of me that still is in fear? Because control is about fear. When I can own that shadow side, I can see that, okay, there's this layer here that, again, I need to let go of the old belief that there's something to be feared. And the acronym for fear that I often keep in mind is false evidence appearing real. Again, this is an illusion. And to gently remind myself to come back into love and unity again. At the same time, being grateful for the message that, oh, there it is again. I'm going to work with this other layer so it can be more truly in love, not only with everything that is, but God, myself, all experiences, having gratitude for that, then I can really be in the moment and flow better. Because, again, love is really an important aspect of truth. And then going from there is looking at the mirrors and thanking the messengers, is also, to me, important. Even for the lessons, you know, something that can be painful. In terms of, you know, looking at what we, agreements that come in with. So I'm going to talk a little bit about sacred contracts. We all have agreements that we come in before we incarnate from the soul. You know, lessons that we come in to learn to help us grow and evolve. And we also have agreements with other souls that we're going to come in and have these experiences with each other. So not only we can complete karma, and karma means to me experiences coming back to us, energies coming back to us, so we get clear and making choices of higher and higher love and light, and so we can truly understand what it is to feel, for example, even to hurt someone on different levels, so that we cease to do that. And coming in with these agreements, not only it's through our work, and every experience serves a purpose, and there's a lesson and a gift, but also the people that who are the players in our lives. And it helps us to grow. And looking at this, it teaches us how to handle all of this. And identifying what our contracts are really important. A very good resource is Sacred Contracts, an amazing, amazing book by Carolyn Miss. And she's also in a written an amazing book, many of them actually, including Invisible Acts of Power, where we put our power.
Those who might not know exactly what sacred contracts are, can you please tell us, in your experience, what are sacred contracts?
As I was saying, our sacred contracts and what our souls choose coming agreements that we come as, you know, that we set up in an agreement that at this point, for example, in our lives, we choose to have this lesson, this experience with this person in a relationship, whether it's a work or love relationship. And so that we can learn what unconditional love is, we may push our buttons. That person may really, you know, force us to look at ourselves. It may be through an illness that's going to bring an opening, because some of these things at different points can bring an opening so that we are pushed to change, especially right now, everything's accelerated and there is a quickening. So even through something painful as a dis-ease, that can be part of a doorway to a spiritual path, and that holds true for me. And all the violence that I went through that I signed up for, so to speak, and I did not know this until later, it's easier now for me to see something as I have been constantly growing and evolving and learning and understanding that even the most painful things can serve our purpose and our sacred content. So it's an agreement of lessons, the lessons about love, and really teaching us to have faith and trust and courage. So my focus today also is to be talking about sacred contracts. It's about virtues and values. Part of spiritual empowerment that is, I see for myself, working with virtues is very important. So we talked about the virtue of love. And as we take each step, I believe faith and trust is also very important, and to have gratitude even for the lessons and the gifts of an opportunity through, you know, let's say, a very painful relationship. Because people in our lives, whether it's our parents, or siblings or teachers, every specific person is there that we have this agreement that we're going to help each other out. And painful things can bring us to our highest. It's not fun, but it really is an opportunity. And to me, also working with the virtue of courage and patience. Patience meaning divine timing, my soul's timing, and God's timing for my path. My human ego self at times obviously wanted things at a different timing to get well, as an example, within a certain time period. However, it wasn't meant to be until I really fully access the lessons through the gift of pain, because pain really forced me, whether it's emotional pain or physical pain, to really remain in the moment and really go inwards and connect with my soul and God and really be humble and teachable to open up to change, and at the same time to have courage for that. Through going all these extremely difficult challenges, we grow and evolve. And that also, I believe, helps us access our values more and virtues more of kindness, compassion, generosity. And in so doing, we can connect with not only ourselves better, but with others. So we come from this true place of altruism also, with an understanding that how I treat myself and how I treat others, there is no separation to that, as we are one.
So are these contracts made? How are these contracts made?
Contracts are made on the soul level, I believe, with divine guidance before we come into body. So we can't, you know, those of us work with this in a specific way, you know, start to understand piece by piece what our contracts and agreements are. For me, this time right now, look at what's happening all over the planet. And I know you come from that place because of blessings be unto you and inner healers, because, again, community, you know, coming together. And that I believe there's also a collective agreement, a collective contract now to assist this planet to come to this higher place of evolution and to raise it to a higher, higher frequency and vibration.
So does this mean that we do not have free will?
No, that's not my understanding and experience of it. I believe free will does come into play. However, I also feel that learning is constant, and we may be able to delay it, and for whatever reasons, you know, resistance can come up for all of us at certain times. You know, the fear can come up. You know, sooner or later, the learning comes. In my own experience right now with everything quickening, that I may resist it, the opportunities will come again and again for me to learn something. However, right now it appears to me that as I resist more, it's like a rubber band being pulled. You can only stretch it so far, it comes zinging forward. And let's just say it can be a lot faster. And sometimes if we are not wanting to really, you know, learn the lesson, the volume can turn up, the heat get turned on, so that could mean we could have incidents in our life, a repeated pattern that is painful to us, whether through work or relationships. That is a sign that perhaps, you know, there is a real lesson that needs to be heeded, and if we choose not to heed it, then also can choose to, as I said, turn up the volume and the heat so that we will open up to it, be cracked open to let in more light, and go towards the learning and the healing.
Mm-hmm. So how does fulfilling these sacred contracts take us into developing our own spiritual empowerment?
Following our sacred contracts and agreements and working with some of the virtues that we talked about, if we can understand what we come in to do, then we can have a bigger picture. And when we come from that bigger picture and really knowing and functioning from, you know, our divine purpose, then I really feel the focus really takes us to spiritual empowerment, which means, again, to me, following my own divine guidance, no matter what it looks for another person, that being true to ourselves, being true to ourselves also means stepping up to the plate in accordance with our agreement. And to take those steps, even difficult they are, to let go, for example, right now, as many of us are being asked to let go of what we are familiar with, again, to walk into an unknown territory. And what you're doing is opening up your heart, I believe, and your spirit and soul, and with the wonderful work that you're doing, not only within yourself, but with the group work that you're doing and through your center. Since we are one, we are assisting mass consciousness and coming from a place of love. So to me, right now, an empowerment is coming from also love and choice and remembering who we are. And that is the highest service, just by being here, and as you and I and whoever choose to really become much more whole and balanced. So again, that means looking at our shadow sides and our unconscious so that we can get clearer and clearer and lighter and lighter. We are automatically being of service to one another and assisting one another. It's as if we're holding hands together from our hearts and our souls, and we're uplifting each other simultaneously and all beings on this planet. So being clear about our sacred contracts is very, very important. So let's talk about, you know, archetypes a little bit. And going back to Carolyn Mace's work, I think, and blessings be unto her, she has just really opened up this doorway for, you know, our understanding, our opportunity work with our archetypes more. So what are archetypes exactly? They are energy, you know, patterns within each of us that we recognize in ourselves and in others. So according to her, we have four basic ones, the important ones, and there are eight others, and makes up a group of 12 altogether that help us get clear about what our sacred contract is. So the first four that we all have is called the child, the victim, the saboteur, and the prostitute. And we've talked about inner child healing in some of the previous programs, because we all have that child, whether it's the wounded child or the innocent child. That child is in there, the child who feels victimized. Then there's the victim. Again, you know, we all come into this lifetime, we have the victim consciousness, even from family lineage. The saboteur, how we sabotage ourselves. And the saboteur comes from a place of fear of change, and the prostitute. Prostitute, you know, can have different meanings. How have we unconsciously prostituted ourselves to get our needs met, to earn love, approval, and acceptance? So if we work with these four different aspects, we see what the fear is and what the wounds that still needed to be healed. So in terms of being true to ourselves, it's like, how can we really walk our spiritual path with empowerment? Which means being clear about who we are, being accepting and understanding and working with the unconscious and our shadow dark side. How can these four different aspects, what are the messages from the child, the victim, the saboteur, and the prostitute, and learning the lessons there? Then we can, you know, look later on into the many, many, many other archetypes. And Carl Jung has talked about the collective, you know, archetypes that we all have on the unconscious level. It can include, like, you being a healer, a servant, you know, a teacher, but you can also have the other things like the disciple, let's say the slave, the monk, the rescuer. Those are different aspects and can sound negative initially, but again, the messages. Because even the one that has felt victimized, what is the gift of being a victim, as an example? The gift of being victim that you were previously in a disempowered place. And so since we live on a planet of duality and polarity right now, when you work with healing and you come from that old place of disempowerment, what is the opposite? The opposite is the opposite of the spectrum of empowerment. So when you have worked with that, heal that is in your energy field, your soul, and your light. So whoever you come across, it's in your field, and as our fields entangle, you automatically also helping another, the seeds are planted, and you know, that can bring an opening to someone energetically as you work with that. So looking at those different aspects can help us get clear. So if I have been disempowered this lifetime very early on from several years, which did apply to me. So now part of perhaps my spiritual empowerment process also, not only is it working with myself, but and enable others and helping them to empower themselves and coming into a light and strength that way. So those are some of the few pieces, and very, very detailed, so I highly recommend that, you know, people who are interested in really perhaps read sacred contracts, and it's a really very powerful, enlightening book, and again, blessings to Carolyn Nose for this.
Mm-hmm. Two questions, Clara. There are two words that have been taking more importance in our media these days. One of them is awareness, and the other one is awakening. What do these two words mean in regards to spirituality?
That's a wonderful question. Awareness means really becoming conscious of what is within us and what is going on around us, because, again, outside reflection mirror shows us perhaps what we are not aware of inside. Awareness is really connecting also of what is truly out there, which is what is in there. Without awareness, I think we can also make a change, because let's say if you have something unconscious pattern in you, that you go into a relationship and at some point it never seems to work out, and you kind of have this pattern of it gets too good and you run away from it. You may not be aware of that, and you start to question how come a relationship always falls apart. So working, again, going work with the unconscious, and we have talked about tools in previous programs on how to do that besides prayer, meditation, obviously reading, and all information and all guidance can come from all sources. You know, overhearing a conversation, a TV program, writing with the unconscious mind through the left and right hand, writing to access your unconscious. It's like getting to know what is it underneath it. Every time I go into a good relationship, I sabotage myself and I run away from it. When you understand and you have the first time, let's say an epiphany, that you saw finally that because of what you saw when you were growing up, that relationships never worked out and it's always pain involved, and when it gets too good, you know, that perhaps the fear of loss might be involved. Once you're aware of that, then you can shift that pattern within yourself and work with the unconscious, say, that was then, this is now. And love that it's all there is. And awakening, to be involved, a spiritual aspect, not that awareness doesn't, but awakening is right now, I believe we come to this great juncture to really, as if sometimes we are asleep still, you know, even through lifetimes I believe we could be asleep, and we kind of rub our eyes now and come up into the light. So to me, awakening is also walking, truly coming out of the darkness into the light, knowing who we are, becoming conscious of all these different aspects of us and choosing love and light, and again coming out of the slumber, because we all have these periods of slumber and forgetfulness and resistance which serve their purpose. You know, so awareness and awakening work in tandem together, hand in hand. Just through awareness of all the different aspects, we can come into awakening, have epiphanies, aha moments that can take us to a higher and higher level of divine consciousness.
Mm-hmm. Very well explained. We are in the last 5 minutes of our show, and I was wondering if there are any final words you would like to share with our listeners?
Gosh, we've been traveling dimensionally. Time goes by so quickly.
Yes, so fast.
It's like zoom. I'm sure you've noticed that too.
Yeah, totally.
I would say there are many things right now to remain true, to be constant within ourselves. And really right now, this is the time for me to renew my commitment again to my spiritual path, to my spiritual contract, which is our commitment to service and love here. So that to me means every day I have my focus with my practices, prayers, meditation, you know, blessing, journaling, stepping up to the plate, and really doing what I need to also take care of my body so that it's clear. Because if my brain's not clear and my body's not fueled properly, then the spirit really can't be clear in some ways also, because we still need to work with the body to make sure the brain is being fed the essential fatty acids, enough water, because in this dimension, we about 70-80% water, and we're not hydrated enough. Our electrical system can't be fully charged. It affects, you know, all our glandular systems, the pineal gland. Our nervous system needs to be taken care of because there's so much pressure in the earth and on the earth, and this pressure is purposeful to push us forward to make sure we're getting enough B12, clearing out toxins. That means physical toxins and emotional toxins. And connection, connection, connection. That is the word that keeps coming over, connection. And commitment, cooperation, clarity, and caring for each other from the depths of our hearts. And so I'm living in the moment, moment and by moment, choosing from love and light. And the other thing, you know, we talked about also is like, here's our opportunity through crisis for change, to surrender to divine will, to our soul purpose, choose, you know, to come from that place of being true to yourself and your path, and co-create with everybody else right now to assist each other and support each other, so we come from unity, love, and service. And just breathe and take one step at a time. Remember, we are not alone. Sometimes I forget in the old days. And come from a place of trust and self in God, and be really accepting. And whatever happens, know that everything serves a purpose. And be kind and compassionate towards yourself. Those are all my daily thoughts, especially today and right now during this amazing time. And to have love and gratitude. Those are the two words that I hope foremost, and love and gratitude. And love and gratitude to you, Luciana, and to everyone else for the opportunity of being here together. And as we move forward and to higher, higher levels, blessings to everyone.
Those are very beautiful and wise words, Clara. Thank you very much for being with us today. And thank you very much for sharing your light with us. It has been a very, very interesting interview. And we hope to have you again soon.
Thank you for the opportunity to share and be of service. And blessings to you and your great light, and blessings to everyone. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Big hug your way. Bye-bye.
Big hug. Bye-bye.